This is Pinned by a Seal, written by Kane and read by Flower Parish. This is a Hawaii Five-O fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Steve/Danny. Summary: Danny and Grace are stalked by a seal. Or is it a seal? With his daughter singing along to a Disney song in his ear, Danny finds himself drifting off. The case they just managed to close kept the whole team running around the island nonstop for 2 goddamn weeks. Danny can't remember the last time he's been that tired. He wouldn't have thought it possible how much Steve being away on a super secret seal mission had left the whole team reeling, despite there being considerably less explosions and crazy car chases than usual. Damn, but Danny misses the big goof. Who would have thought? And now that he finally has Grace back with him for the rest of the day, and no one to chase, he finds himself relaxing for the first time in way too long. The comforting weight and warmth of Grace snuggled into his side to watch a marathon of her favorite Disney movies overruns all his defenses in no time. Without planning to, he can feel himself drift off to sleep, his body giving in after running on fumes for the better part of a month. Ever since Steve went off and away with his Navy buddies, he hasn't fallen asleep this quick since he stopped taking his pills his doc back in Jersey prescribed him for his insomnia. Danny doesn't know how long he drifts contentedly with the chirping voices in his ear, but it's almost dark when suddenly a wet and heavy weight lands on his stomach without so much as a by your leave. "What the?" he grumbles, blinking his eyes open only to be greeted by the biggest puppy dog eyes he's ever seen. And that with Grace as his daughter. She's the master of all puppy dog eyes, or so Danny had thought. But the huge eyes that look up at him belong to a fucking sea lion. Frozen in place, Danny stares at the animal that has made a pillow out of his chest. "What the hell?" he finally manages to get out. The sea lion on his chest just blinks at him, and Grace giggles happily in the background. Danny's eyes snap to his daughter, who is taking pictures of him and his new friend. "Monkey," he asks as calmly as he can, with a wild animal on his chest. "You can see the sea lion too, right?" Grace bursts out into another round of giggles. "Of course, silly," she admonishes him in her adorable way. "He knocked on your balcony door, and he was so polite, I just had to let him in." "Did you now?" he asks weakly. Grace, of course, nods her head vigorously, so much so that her pigtails fly madly around her head with her enthusiasm. "See," she continues, as if having a sea lion in his tiny apartment is the most normal thing in the world. "He likes you. He followed us all the way from the beach. It would have been mean not to let him in after he came such a long way." The animal on Danny's chest opens its mouth to honk at Danny approvingly with its fish breath. "Jesus Christ," Danny breathes in shock at the sudden and loud noise coming out of his unbidden guest, and right into his face. The thing has teeth, fucking hell. "But wait, did you say it followed us from the shaved ice stand?" he asks incredulously. How could he, and everyone else, have overlooked a whole ass sea lion chilling with a whole gaggle of people at the stand? There is no way in hell that a sea lion wouldn't have caused a complete ruckus if it just popped up at the very busy beach. "Yeah, I saw him on the beach before that, but there was already so much going on that I first thought I must have imagined his head poking up out of the waves. But then at Kamakona's I saw him again, and I knew I hadn't imagined it. He followed us." She lets out a high squeak that has Danny and the sea lion on his chest wincing, but Grace just barrels on. "Right the moment he saw me looking at him, he immediately panicked, and I was about to go over and help him calm down, but then he asked me to keep quiet, and I couldn't call him out then, could I?" Grace asks, with her huge eyes turned pleadingly up to him. And what the hell is Danny supposed to say to that? To a damn wild animal stalking him and his daughter? What even? He's no clue what to do with that whole story, so he just asks the first thing that pops into his head. "How exactly did he ask you?" he inquires, because now he's really curious how a wild sea lion and his daughter conspired behind his back. And that without him realizing that his daughter had adopted a freaking sea lion. Just how? And as if said sea lion understands every word that both of them exchange, its eyes become impossibly bigger, and it pushes itself up so that its head towers over Danny, and it presses all the air out of his lungs. Then, it presses its fins together in a pleading gesture, right in front of its lips. Snout? Whatever. As if it's pleading to keep quiet. Danny can only gape at the animal, speechless for probably the first time in his life. The sea lion, taking pity on him, gently lies back down on him and presses its mouth shut with its snout. But instead of retreating afterwards, it leaves its head tucked under Danny's chin, making itself at home right there. Danny manages, before Gracie starts giggling again, and shoots another bunch of photos of Danny being captured underneath a wild animal. What the hell has his life become? Something like this would never have happened in Jersey. Never. And to make matters even worse, a horn honks outside of his flat, and Gracie squeals, "Mommy!" before she presses a kiss to Danny's cheek, hugs the sea lion like she would do with a retriever, snags her little pink backpack, and rushes out the door in a hasty, "Bye, Dano. Love you, Dano." "Gracie, wait!" Danny calls after her, and tries to struggle upright under the heavy weight of the animal that has tucked itself around Danny as if he's its personal teddy bear. When Rachel's car pulls away, Danny deflates to his fate. The sea lion huffs a puff of warm breath against his neck and snuggles happily closer to Danny, pressing him into the couch cushions to make more space on the couch for itself. Danny can just lie there, pinned by the heavy animal that doesn't seem to want to move ever again. It takes a few hours, pinned under the sea lion that gently snores into Danny's ear, until he can fall back asleep. When he wakes up, he isn't pinned under a wild animal anymore. Instead, he's pinned to his couch by a very naked and very heavy seal. "Steve," Danny gasps. Steve is totally unfazed by Danny struggling under him. Instead of doing the sensible thing, like getting up and putting some clothes on, he cuddles closer to Danny with a murmured, "Just a few more minutes," and proceeds to wrap his arms and legs even more securely around Danny. "We will talk about this. You will not get out of this so easily," Danny promises. Steve just yawns and presses his face into the junction between Danny's neck and shoulder in lieu of answering. The end.